Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Convoluted Universe Book 4 by Dolores Cannon is a metaphysical and spiritual non-fiction entry in her long-running Convoluted Universe series. Cannon, known for her work with deep hypnosis and past life regression, presents material drawn from client sessions that she interprets as contact with broader levels of consciousness and reality. Like the earlier volumes, this book aims to challenge conventional assumptions about who we are, how consciousness works, and what may exist beyond ordinary waking perception. It moves between accounts of earthly past lives and experiences described as interdimensional or off-planet, using these narratives to explore bigger questions about creation, memory, identity, and the structure of existence. The tone is exploratory rather than academic, emphasizing curiosity and openness to unusual ideas. Readers approach it less as a scientific argument and more as a collection of case-based perspectives meant to expand the imagination about what reality could include. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, hypnosis and regression as the book's core method. A central topic in Book 4 is the method behind the material. Cannon uses deep hypnosis and regression-style sessions to access information the participants report as memories, symbolic narratives, or communications from a larger awareness. The book frames these sessions as a way to move beyond surface personality and reach what Cannon often treats as a deeper level of mind. Rather than building a single linear thesis, she presents the sessions as experiential evidence, inviting readers to consider patterns that recur across different people and scenarios. This approach matters because it shapes how the reader should evaluate the book. The emphasis is not on laboratory verification, but on the internal consistency of the accounts, the transformative effect on participants, and the way the sessions generate ideas that challenge standard materialist views of consciousness. For sympathetic readers, the method offers a compelling archive of lived spiritual experience. For skeptical readers, it functions as a case study in meaning making through altered states. Either way, the technique of deep hypnosis is the engine that drives the book's themes and its distinctive voice in the metaphysical literature space. Secondly, expanding models of reality through dimensions and timelines, Book 4 continues the series' signature emphasis on a reality that is broader than everyday perception. Across the regression material, Cannon explores concepts commonly described in the book as multiple dimensions, parallel experiences, and non-ordinary layers of existence. The sessions are used to suggest that consciousness may not be confined to a single linear lifetime, and that what people call reality could be one segment of a much larger structure. These ideas are presented in an accessible narrative form, where a session account opens the door to a bigger metaphysical model. The recurring takeaway is that identity may be more fluid than the personality we inhabit day to day, and that time may be less strictly linear than it appears. This topic is important because it positions the book as an imagination-expanding text rather than a purely devotional one. It encourages readers to hold paradox, to entertain more than one framework at once, and to question inherited assumptions about causality, memory, and fate. Even when readers treat the material as metaphorical, the dimensional and timeline framing can still function as a tool for reframing personal experience and uncertainty. Thirdly, lost knowledge and ancient mystery traditions in the narrative. Another major theme highlighted in Book 4 is the idea of lost knowledge teachings and understandings said to be preserved, concealed, or forgotten over long stretches of history. Cannon links some session-derived material to motifs that readers will recognize from esoteric traditions, including references to ancient civilizations such as Atlantis and Lemuria and to the role of mystery school-type teachings. The book uses these references to suggest that humanity may cycle through phases of remembering and forgetting, and that some spiritual or metaphysical principles could have been known in different forms long ago. This topic is presented through the lens of regression narratives rather than through historical documentation, so the function is largely thematic. It provides a mythic scale that connects individual sessions to a broader story of human development. For readers drawn to esoteric history, this can be one of the most engaging parts of the book because it blends personal experience with big civilizational questions. For readers who prefer symbolic interpretation, the lost knowledge motif can still be read as a way to express the intuition that human consciousness has depths not fully captured by modern consensus worldviews. Fourthly, creation, life on Earth, and unconventional ideas about DNA. Book 4 also turns toward origin questions: how life on Earth began, what forces might have shaped human development, and how the body may relate to consciousness in ways that are not fully understood. In the descriptions of the book, Cannon includes discussion of creation themes and introduces unconventional ideas about DNA. The purpose is not to offer a standard biological account, but to propose that life and biology may have metaphysical dimensions. possibly involving influences beyond the ordinary human story. In the structure of the book, such ideas typically arise from the content of hypnosis sessions and are interpreted as glimpses into a larger framework where consciousness, energy, and physical form interact. This topic can be challenging because it crosses boundaries between spiritual inquiry and areas that are usually treated scientifically. The book does not read like a technical genetics text, but rather as a speculative metaphysical exploration, anchored in session narratives. Readers who engage it productively tend to treat it as worldview expansion, a prompt to rethink the relationship between mind and matter. And a reminder that many people seek meaning and origins not only through science, but through spiritual and intuitive models as well. Lastly, emotional and existential comfort through a bigger view of consciousness, beyond its abstract metaphysics. Book 4 often functions for readers as a source of emotional reassurance. Review responses to the audiobook and the broader series indicate that some people turn to Cannon's work during grief or major life transitions. Finding comfort in the idea that consciousness continues beyond a single lifetime and that existence has purpose beyond physical events. The book does this indirectly by repeatedly presenting scenarios in which identity is wider than the present self and experiences are part of a larger learning arc. Even when the material is complex, the underlying message can be stabilizing life is not random, and personal suffering may fit into a broader context. This is not framed as conventional religious doctrine, but as a set of possibilities inferred from regression accounts. That distinction helps explain the book's appeal to readers who are spiritual, but not tied to a single tradition. The emotional value also comes from permission to question, to imagine, and to hold hope without demanding perfect proof, for many. The practical effect is not adopting every claim, but loosening fear of death, reducing feelings of isolation, and gaining language for experiences that do not fit neatly into everyday explanations. In conclusion, The Convoluted Universe Book 4 is best suited to readers who are curious about hypnosis-based spiritual exploration and who enjoy metaphysical ideas presented through story like case material. Those already familiar with Dolores Cannon's approach will find a continuation of her signature themes, consciousness as primary, reality as layered, and human identity as larger than one lifetime. Newcomers can still enter here, but the book assumes a willingness to engage concepts that are unconventional and sometimes difficult to integrate, especially if approached with a strictly literal mindset. The practical benefit is often psychological and philosophical, rather than technical. It can expand how readers think about purpose, memory, and the possibility of existence beyond ordinary perception, and it may offer comfort to people grappling with grief or existential uncertainty, compared to many spirituality books that focus mainly on inspirational guidance. Cannon distinguishes herself by anchoring her ideas in repeated session narratives and by pursuing large-scale questions about origins, ancient knowledge, and the structure of reality. Readers do not have to accept every claim to gain value. The book can be read as an invitation to hold a wider map of consciousness and to examine personal beliefs with greater openness and imagination. If you would like to support Dolores Cannon, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.